I suppose my mother had a bit of a taste for travelling, so she took us on holidays. She was just reminiscing with me the other day, a holiday to Bundanoon that cost $5 and we slept in the back of the car. That was when I was about, eight or something. But travelling overseas, I think my first trip was in 1977, so really a long time. I've been to quite a few places in Asia, I suppose. I'm better travelled in South and Southeast Asia than anywhere else, but I've also been to Europe and North Africa, and I managed to sort of sneak through the overland before it closed down and got really kind of war-torn. So I feel really privileged that I was sort of able to see Afghanistan before the Russians moved in and before it then entered a, you know, 3 or 4 decades of terrible war. I have been an anthropologist, and we used to talk about the field, and the world was the field, and the field would close. It was shrinking and narrowing because there were so many places that it wasn't possible to get research visas to go and do research, and it also just really wasn't safe to go there, even if you had been able, if you had been allowed. So yeah, it's harder. It's opened up the world for mass tourism in a wonderful way in some ways, and it's brought wealth to some of those places. But it also has meant that it's a very different world. And, of course, there is the part of the world that is really undergoing strife constantly. I started writing a sort of batch of short stories from my first year of travelling, doing the overland in 1977 through to 1978. I didn't get to write those stories till about 10 years after that, and I started to write, and then I really didn't finish them for another 10 years, so I'm a bit slow off the mark story writing. I've been scribbling, you know, since I was little, and so I suppose I've been writing more seriously since about 1996, but then I also was writing a thesis and things, so it's been a bit hard to fit it in, but I'm writing a lot more now. This is a segment from the story entitled The Indian Hospitality, and it's just an account of one of those lovely opportunities to meet and stay with locals and have and experience some hospitality. And often that's such a wonderful way to get to know people and local culture, but it can backfire because you don't always know what you're stepping into. And it could have been a lot worse than it turned out, but it was an extraordinarily unpleasant day, one of the worst days I've ever had. And you remember it comically. It makes a good tale over dinner, but I wouldn't want to repeat the experience. Okay, well, in this, we've already met up and we're on the bus heading up to our host Mastana's village, travelling in the mountains in the north where you have these sort of really, this is really a long time ago. It's possible that the roads have all been improved since then and they're four-lane highways snaking around the bluffs of mountains, but I was there again in 2012 going up to Leh, and it wasn't really much better. So there's just not the capacity to build very big roads. There's routes that go to army encampments, army bases in the mountains along the border tend to be a little bit better. But by and large, the roads between villages and towns are very, very narrow, and bus drivers are extraordinary. They're really very skilled at passing each other with sort of inches to spare. And it was the real Indian hospitality.